It is Property Tuesday right here on Money Talk on Mix 93.8 FM. And tonight we discuss how to keep your home during a financial crisis. CEO at Better Bond, Sean Redemeyer, joins us on the line. Is it possible to keep your home during a financial crisis, or a home is maybe seen as one of those things that one needs to let go just to survive?
So I think what people need to realize when they go through a financial crisis is that they need to be open and honest with the banks on what's going on in their lives. Mm-hmm. Many times you feel you want to hide things, or you don't want to tell the bank because you're worried that they're going to immediately foreclose and take your property away.
Right.
But that's not the case. The banks are actually trying to help you keep your property through the tough times.
So talk us through the process of informing your bank when one has financial trouble.
Well, I think, you typically know when your company, or if you're a self-employed individual, when you lose a contract or something like that, you typically know these things are going to happen once they start happening. And our advice is that if you know your company is retrenching and you know that you're possibly one of those people that will be affected, is go and tell your bank that there's a possibility of this happening, so that they are aware of it and they can start planning and helping you with making arrangements with your home loan.
How then can the bank help one?
Well, there's many ways that the banks can have a look. So the first thing is they could possibly say for the next 6 months, we will help you that you only pay your interest and reduce your cost on your home loan until you find another job or get yourself back on your feet again. And then they can recapitalize your home loan. So they can put the money that you didn't pay off for another, let's say, 5-year term, just so that you don't lose your house. The other way is they can have a look if there's any equity in the property. So let's say you've been paying off your property for 10 years and you're halfway through your debt. They might even say, well, why don't we refinance your property for another 20 years? I know it's not great in terms of interest, but at least you're not losing your home and you're reducing your costs.
What are the cons in this scenario where one is facing a financial crisis and also still trying to keep their home? Are there any cons in trying to make a deal with the bank and getting the bank to understand your financial position?
I think the cons in this is that you're possibly going to pay more interest. Recapitalizing your home does mean that you have to pay more interest on your capital. You're not paying it off as quickly as possible. And that creates a more of a long-term debt for you. The other con is that after 6 months, if you're not in a position to actually start paying your bond, you need to possibly then speak to the bank and saying, how do I get out of this contract?
Mm-hmm.
And the banks have got very specific programs to help customers get out of their homes without going the legal route and eventually putting your house on auction, which everyone then loses out in.
Tell us then about the process of getting out of a contract such as this with a financer on your home.
So many of the banks have got what they call a quick sale program. And what that means is that they assist the customers in selling their property in the market for the highest market value they can get.
Mm-hmm.
So once you go into this process, the banks will give your property to a accredited estate agency that will list your property as a normal listing. So they don't list it to the public to say that you are in trouble and you need money as urgently as possible. And that also means that the customers get a much higher value for their property. What the banks then do is they'll even, negotiate with the customer to say, if there's any outstanding debt, so let's say there's R100,000 left after they've sold the property, they will give you good terms on that money to pay that money off. So the banks are really, really in a position to help customers either retain their homes, and if it goes so far where they can't afford it anymore, they help customers get the best price for their property and assist them with whatever outstanding debt there is.
That said, what's the best case scenario in your view? Should one hold on to the home and try to fight for it financially, or does it make sense to let it go and start over?
Well, I would say the moment you get into trouble, you need to then see if you can get out of that trouble within a 6-month period. So if I was a consumer and I bought my property a few years ago, I would most certainly try and hold on for it for a short period of time. So let's say I lose my job today, I speak to my bank and we come up with a payment term or an agreement to recapitalize the loan. For 6 months, I'm going to try and get myself back on my feet. If within that time I realize that it's not getting there, I would rather than go into a process of doing a quick sale. I know you lose your property, but at least you're not going through an auction and you're not getting blacklisted on ITC, and in the future you wouldn't be able to buy a property.
What are the trends in this particular scenario? Do we see here in South Africa that people fight to keep their homes for as long as possible, or it's that situation of hiding, burying your head in the sand and hoping that the situation goes away and the bank will not find you?
Yeah, well, what we've seen over the last couple of years is that the quick sale programs of the banks have been very successful, and consumers are working with their banks during difficult times. Unfortunately, you have consumers that think they can hide from the banks, or they can just keep quiet and not take calls and not pay their bonds. Eventually, once that process is initiated by the banks of legal action and putting the house on auction, that will then happen. And which is unfortunate, because normally those people that go through that process lose much more financially than the ones that actually work with their banks hand in hand.
Is there then enough education right here in South Africa to consumers or homeowners about the options that exist around financial crisis and balancing the act of keeping your home still?
Yes, I do believe that the banks are very, very good at giving these options to the customers. The vast majority of customers that get into financial crises do go through this program. So the banks have been extremely good in educating the new homeowners or existing homeowners on their options. The unfortunate thing is the consumers that just don't want to listen and feel they have to run away, which is a minority. There's a very small percentage of them, but they do unfortunately have to go through the legal process, and normally they are in the losing seat most of the time.
Sean, if one looks into the future, say you have made a deal of this nature with your bank and maybe it's successful, would this maybe hinder your chances of getting another financer to maybe give you a mortgage for another home in the future where you are in a better financial position? Does this dent one's persona, so to say, financial persona, in seeking debt in the future?
Absolutely not. Once you make an arrangement with the bank and they have agreed to that arrangement, it doesn't affect a negative default on your ITC score. There might be scenarios where you might have a 6-month late payment profile on your ITC, but that won't affect you so negatively that the banks won't give you a loan in the future. As long as you negotiate and you work with the banks, you'll be in a position to, in the future, of course, get another loan. The banks won't take that. They'll actually see that as a very good risk for them, because they are known that you are a customer that will communicate with them, that will work with them, and eventually, if it has to get to a point where you have to sell your property, you will use their programs to sell the property.
As a parting shot, what last advice would you like to leave with our listeners on this topic?
I think the main thing I want to say is that your bank is your partner in your home loan. They have got as much risk as what you have in going to auction. So if ever you do get into a financial crisis, you go through a divorce, or there's income that you've lost in the business, it is always advisable to speak to your bank immediately and explain to them where you are. They've got many, many programs to help customers in that way. And if you have to sell your property, they even give incentives, sometimes, writing off 50% of the outstanding capital, depending on their criteria, and giving you an interest-free loan on that. So they are very, very good to consumers if the consumer works with them.
Thank you so much for your contribution. That was CEO at Better Bond, Sean Rademeyer, in this week's Property Tuesday topic, discussing how to keep your home during a financial crisis.